Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Ayin Gimel. We left off in Daf Ayin Beis and Beis at the two dots, a couple of lines past the Mishnah. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, Nisham Shev and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Jeremy Lussman in commemoration of the 30th yard site of his dear paternal grandfather, Jake Lussman, Yaakov Eliezer Ben Yosef. Jeremy Zaid was a Holocaust survivor, lost most of his family in the war, including his first wife and son, and went on to build a beautiful new family and life in Baltimore. His neshama shav and aliyah, and we thank him very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First of all, the most of Amud Aleph is going to talk about how we know that a minchas sa'orim gets eaten by kohanim, that the shirayim of a minchas sa'orim, after you take the kmitza, we know by minchas chit, but how do we know minchas sa'orin that the shirayim gets eaten by kohanim? In that context, we're going to quote a long brisa about kohanim splitting up karbanos. One kohen says, you know, I'm a vegetarian, so I'll take all the karbanos mincha, you take all the zvachim, or even dividing up karbanos in other ways. So how we know that they're not supposed to do stuff like that? Ultimately, we're going to have two sources for the idea that the shirayim of a minchas sa'orin goes to kohanim. So that's pretty much Amud Aleph. And then Amud Beis is going to talk about karbanos of Ovdei Kochavim. First, we're going to talk about who eats the Shalmei Ovdei Kochavim, if anybody. If an Ovdei Kochavim brings, a guy could bring a karban, but if he brings a karban shlamim, so is he bringing it for other people to eat, for the Kohanim to eat, for someone else to eat? So who eats the karbanos of Ovdei Kochavim? And in that context, we're going to talk about whether a guy becomes a Nazir, if he commits to be a Nazir, or he commits to bring the karbanos of Nazirus. So what happens in that circumstance? So let's begin. Again, we're at the two dots shortly after the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. So we said the Shirayim the Kohanim. The Mishnah had said that the Shirayim goes to the Kohanim. That so Minalan. How do I know that the Shirayim of Menachos that get eaten by Kohanim? So it says Minalan. What do you mean? Diksiva Ksiva. By Mincha it says by those that it says Mefurash, that it goes to Kohanim, so you don't need to ask Minalan, it's Mefurash, Udulok Ksiva, and by those Menachos that it doesn't say Mefurash that it gets eaten, Ksivba, Vizos, Toras, and Mincha, Krevos, B'nei Aaron, and the Pasuk says, Very menu become so, you take the Kmitza, and it says, Vanoseris, Mimeni, Yachlu Aaron, Uvanav, so it's Torah Achas for all Menachos, that the Nosar after the Kmitza gets eaten by Kohanim. So it's all Mefurash in the Torah that that the Shirayim goes to the Kohanim. What kind of question? So says Gemara, you're right, if it's a mincha that's from chitin, there's no shayla, because it's mefurish in the psukim. Ki kami bayilan ba'a sa'orin. The shayla is a mincha of sa'orin. There aren't too many of those. There's mincha sa'omer, and there's mincha sota. So how do I know that the mincha sa'omer, mincha sota, that the shirayim go to Kohanim? By mincha sota, it says ve'vias karbana, and it says kemach sa'orim, and by mincha sa'omer, there's a machlokas tanaim. How we know that it comes from Sa'orim. We already had that a few days ago, but the bottom line is, it's a machlokes tanaim, how we know, but it definitely does come from Sa'orim. So those are the shailas, those are the karbanos that we're asking, how I know that the shirayim goes to the Kohanim. So it says, ba'a sa'orinami midim nekmetzes shirei lekohanim. Well, isn't it a function of kmitza that whenever you take a kmitza from a karban mincha, that automatically the shirayim go to Kohanim? So therefore, mincha Sa'orim do require kmitza, also mefurish in the pasuk, so they do require kmitza, so if it requires kmitza, so then there's going to be shirayim, and therefore if there's going to be shirayim, the shirayim go to Kohanim. So it says, alibid rabbanan lo kami baylan. According to the rabbanan in our Mishnah, who do not list a minchas chote of a kohen among those that require kmitza, and the reason they don't list it is because it all gets burnt anyway, then there's no shayla, because the rabbanan clearly hold of that equation, that when something is going to be eaten by Kohanim, that's an indication that it had a kmitza. When there's a kmitza, that's an indication that the shirayim go to Kohanim. And when there's no kmitza, then there's no shirayim to Kohanim. And when you have a korban that Kohanim aren't going to eat any part of it, like a minchas kohen, a minchas chote of a kohen, where the halacha is that it gets entirely burnt, so there's no sense in doing a kmitza. The whole thing gets burnt anyway. It's not only the kometz that gets burnt. So according to the Rabbanan, that equation makes sense, that if there's a kmitza, of course, Shirayim Raim Golakwanim. Kikami Bailan, that wasn't our Shaila. Our Shaila was a Libid Rabbi Shimon. Tamar Ika Mincha de Mikmitza Velo Mesachla. The Rabbi Shimon holds that a Minchas Chote of a Kohen gets a Kmitza, and you know what happens? The Kmitza gets burnt, and the Shiraim get burnt. So just because there's a Kmitza does not necessarily mean that Shiraim go to Kohanim. So that's our Shaila. Titnan Rabbi Shimon Omer Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim Nikmetzes, Komitz Korv Batzma, Vishiraim Akrim Batzman. That Rabbi Shimon holds that you do a Kmitza on a Minchas Chote of a Kohen, and the Kmitza gets burnt, and the Shiraim gets burnt, and none of it gets eaten by Kohanim. And therefore, Minallah, and how do I know that a Minchas Sa'orim, where you do a Kmitza, that the Shiraim gets eaten by Kohanim? Just because Kmitza is done, it's not necessarily an indication that the Shiraim get eaten by Kohanim, and therefore we're back to our question. So that is the question, and we're going to have two sources. Source number one, Amr Chizkiah. Chizkiah says, Damar Krah, because the Pasuk says, this week's parsha, I believe, V'kol mincha b'lulah b'shem v'chareva l'chol b'nei Aaron tihiyah. That the pasuk doesn't say whether we're talking about minchas that come from chitim. B'lulah means most minachos. Chareva means a minchas chote that's dry. It doesn't have any oil on it. Or it's talking about the minchas that come from Sa'orim, and b'lulah is a carbon omer, and chareva means a minchas sota. Meaning when we say v'kol mincha b'lulah b'shemen v'chareva, we're saying that in the category of menachos that we're talking about, there's both belula b'shemen and chareva. So if we're talking about chitim, so most menachos are belula, and minchas chote is chareva. If we're talking about sa'orim, so there are only two minchas sa'orim. The omer is belula, and the minchas sota is chareva. So within each, within chitim, within sa'orim, there is both belula and chareva. So Chizkiah darshins is Pasuk as an imeino inyan. So when it says that a belula gets eaten by Kohanim, in imeino inyan, the belula shel chitin, I don't need the pasuk to tell me that a belula shel chitin gets eaten by Kohanim, because I already know that the shirayim of korbanos shel chitin get eaten by Kohanim. And therefore, it's an imeino inyan, the belula shel sa'orin. So it must be talking about the belula of sa'orin, that the korban mincha that comes from sa'orin, which is belula, that the shirayim get eaten by Kohanim. What's the korban mincha that comes from sa'orin that is belula? There's only one. That's Minchas HaOmer. Again, there are only two menachos in total that come from Sa'orim. And the only one that's Belula is the Minchas HaOmer. And mainly the Chareva Shel Chitin. And if it's not talking about the Chareva of Chitin, the dry Mincha of Chitin, which is a Minchas Chote, because if that we already know that the Shiraim get eaten by Kohanim, Tenei in Yin the Chareva Shel Sa'orim. It must be talking about the Chareva that comes from Sa'orim, which is the Minchas Sota that comes from Sa'orim and does not get any shemen. So that's the pasuk that tells me that the shirayim of menachos that come from Sa'orim get eaten by Kohanim. It's a big imeino inyan that we already know shalchitim. So this pasuk is telling me both about belula and chareva. It's talking about belula and chareva that are Sa'orim, and that covers the korban omer as well as the minchasota, and that's all the menachos that are ba'as Sa'orim. So frakti gemara v'hai l'hachi udasa. But wait, you're going to use that pasuk to teach me this din that shirayim of the Sa'orim goes to a Kohen? Hami by Lelicha D'Tanya, we already need that pasuk to teach me the dinim that we have in the following Brisa, and the Brisa discusses Kohanim deciding to divide up the Korbanos of the day. Minayin she'in cholkin menachos k'neged zvachim. How do I know that a Kohen cannot say to another Kohen, you know what, you take my chelek in the zvachim, and I'll take your chelek in the menachos, trying to cut back on meat. You have all the meat, I'll have all the menachos. But we do not say that. Rather, each Kohen takes his chelek, even though by taking his chelek, each kohen may get a very tiny chelek of each carbon. So you may end up with pachos megazayis of each carbon. A kohen is going to say higiani kipul, higiani whatever kadasha, that I got this tiny amount of the carbon. I'd rather have a nice piece of bread and give away all my zvachim. I'd rather have a nice piece of meat and give away all of my menachos. Some sefer writes in a tshuva that even if he gets pachos megazayis, he's still mekayim the mitzvah of achilas kachim, because the mitzvah of achilas kachim is that it gets eaten. So it doesn't matter that you're not doing a maisa achila. That's the famous Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says, with one exception, there's one karban that you are not mekayim the full mitzvah achila when you don't eat a kazayis, and that of course is karban Pesach. The karban Pesach, there's two dinim in karban Pesach. There's a mitzvah that it gets eaten, which is like every karban, that's by every karban, and there's a mitzvah of doing a maisa achila. So maisa achila means that you're eating a kezayis. Svasema says that it's mistaver that no kohen can force another kohen to make such a deal with him. But if they on their own decide to do that, they're allowed to do that because you're allowed to give away your chelik as a matana. So what's to stop them from exchanging matanos? But he says tzarchi in ledina. The Achronim point out that Shidum Betza says that this iser is not a function of chisaron bailus. It's not because they don't own it enough to be able to give it as a matana to the other person. They are the bailum and they're chelik, and therefore from a choshem mishpah perspective, so to speak, they have the right to do whatever they want with it. It's theirs. It belongs to them. No, it's because of bizayon lekadshim that I'm going to forego my chelik of one carbon or another. That's a bizayon lekadshim. If it's a bizayon lekadshim, then they're not allowed to do it. Then it's not a question of that you can't force somebody else to do it. You wouldn't even be allowed to make a deal with somebody else against the svas ms. So that the pashtus is when we say when we use the lashon minayin she'ein, it doesn't just mean that you can't force somebody else to do it. Pashtus is you're not supposed to do it. So Tamil Omer, that's why the pasuk says, how do I know that you're not supposed to do this? Because the pasuk says, v'kol mincha sher teyafe betanur, l'kol b'nei aron tia ishka achiv. That kol mincha means that it has to go l'kol b'nei aron. That every mincha goes l'kol b'nei aron, and you're not allowed to forego your chelek in exchange for a zevach. So yachol yachol menachos k'neged zvachim. Okay, I only see from there that you're not allowed to forego your chelik in the mincha k'neged a zevach or zevach k'neged a mincha shelo kamu tachtein bedalus, because someone who's an ani who cannot afford a zevach does not immediately go and bring a mincha aval yachlu menachos k'neged ovos kamu tachtein bedalus, but someone who otherwise would have brought an oaf if he's poor does bring a mincha. So we do see that they're exchangeable for one another in that context, that a person who otherwise would have brought an oaf when he doesn't have enough money will bring a mincha instead. So maybe the same is true when it comes to eating the karbanos, that they're exchangeable for one another. That you have stand to receive a tiny chelik of an oaf and a tiny chelik of a mincha. And I say, you know what? You take my chelik in the oaf, I'll take your chelik in the mincha. So Tamil Omer, that's what the pasuk says. V'kol nasa b'marcheshes l'chol b'nei aron tiya. So from the fact that there's the yisur in the pasuk that it says marcheshes and doesn't just say v'kol minchol chabnei aron tiya. So that extra word of marcheshes in the pasuk teaches us that even menachos k'neged ofos cannot be divided. That you're not even allowed to divide a mincha k'neged of. So yachol yachol menachos k'neged ofos shalol l'minei dam v'alol l'minei k'machim. I might think that a mincha cannot be exchanged for an oaf or vice versa because they're so dissimilar to one another. An oaf is minei damim, has blood. A mincha is a mincha. So yachol ofos k'neged zvachim shalol v'alol minei damim. But maybe a zevach and an oaf can be exchanged for one another because they both have blood. So tamal omar v'al machvas l'chol b'nei aron tia. So again, the extra words in the pasuk, it says machvas. It didn't have to say that. So it must be that it's a riboy to tell me that there's something else that Kohanim are not allowed to divide among them. So it's not needed to tell me that a mincha keneged a zevach or an oaf, because we already know that. So it must be that it's telling me that you're not allowed to be cholek an oaf keneged zvachim, that even shnei minei damim, even oaf and zvachim, cannot be exchanged for one another. So yachol lo yachlu oafos keneged zvachim. So I would only learn from there that an oaf keneged zvachim shalol asiyasim biyad valol asiyasim bekli, because they're so dissimilar from one another in terms of the way you kill the animal, that when it comes to an oaf, you do malika, so it's done by hand, whereas when it comes to a zevach, you do shchita, which is done with a shchita knife. But I think at least different types of kabaros mincha, I could say you keep all the minchas machvas, I'll keep all the minchas marcheshes, or vice versa. So tamal omar v'kol mincha b'lul b'shemen l'kol b'nei aron tia. Again, it says mincha b'lul b'shemen, which is unnecessary, because you could have just said kol menachos, and you don't have to identify particular types of menachos. So we see from there that you're not allowed to be cholik a mincha even keneged another mincha. So yachol yachol machvas keneged marcheshes, marcheshes keneged machas machvas. So from there, I would only know that you can't be cholek a machvas keneged marcheshes, or vice versa, shezuma asei akashen, because a minchas machvas is made hard after you fry it in the machvas, vizuma asei rakin, whereas a minchas marcheshes is softer, it's like a spongy mincha, aval yachlu machvas keneged machvas marcheshes keneged marcheshes, but maybe one kohen could say to another one, I'll give me your chelek in Reuven's mincha, and I'll give you my chelek in Shimon's mincha, even though they're the same types of minchas, I would think that would be okay because they're the same types of mincha. Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says, v'chareva l'chol b'nei Aron tiya. Now why does it have to identify chareva? It's included already in Kol HaMenachos. So it must be telling me that even when they're the same type of karban, even when the two karbanos are identical to one another, you're still not allowed to say, you take the chelek in this one, I'll take your chelek in that one. So yachal lo yachku b'kotche kotchim, av l'yachku b'kotchem kalim. So I might think they only cannot make such a deal when it comes to kotche kotchim. Machatos and Asham or Shalmitzibor, Lechem Apanim, Menachos, right? These are all Kache Kachim. But how do I know that Kachim Kalim, like Shlamim, Shalmayachid, Toda, and El Nazir, Bechor, Meiser, Behema, all the things we say every day in the Mishnah that are Kachim Kalim? How do I know that you're not allowed to be Cholik in those either, that they're not allowed to give up their Chalik in one, Keneged, your Chalik in the other? So Tamil Omer, that's why the Pasuk says, Ishka Achiv, that the Pasuk says, the Chobin Arantia, Ishka Achiv, V'imal Toda, and it goes on. And it says v'imal todi akrivenu. So from the smichus of the pesukim, we darshin that there's a hekish between todo, which is an example of kachim kalim, and menachos, which is an example of kachim kachim, as far as being cholik between them. Kshem shein cholik and kachim kachim, kachin cholik and kachim kalim. Just like you can't be cholik and kachim kachim in a minchas, so too you can't be cholik and kachim kalim, namely in a toda and any other kachim kalim. So the brisa tells us, and the pasuk goes on to say, Ish, it's Ish Ka'achiv. It says, Chobin Arantia, Ish Ka'achiv. So we darshan another limud, now it's not about Chalukah anymore, that Ish Cholik Vafilu Balmum, Ve'in Katan Cholik Vafilu Tab. That an Ish, an adult male, is allowed to receive a Chelik of Karbanos, even if he happens to be a Balmum, but a Katan does not receive a Chelik of Karbanos, even if he happens to not be a Balmum. Now, from the fact that it says an Ish is Cholik, it sounds like the Chalukah is done equally among the Kohanim in the various Chalkei HaKarban, right? That they take the carbon, they divide it evenly among all of the Kohanim. So Tosos just points out from the Lashon that we had of Ein Cholkim, that we were just talking about the whole Brisa until this point, we said that Ein Cholkim, Amincha Keneged Zevach, Zevach Keneged Mincha, Mincha Keneged Mincha, all these different things, it sounds like they don't really do a Chaluka. Ein Cholkim sounds like the carbon is just placed out there and every Kohen grabs whatever he wants. And you get what you get, you don't get upset, and that's it. And that's the but not that there's an actual chalukah. So Tosfos gives three answers why we're saying that an ish is cholik if we just got through saying ein cholkim. L'chora, the most pashut answer is his third and final answer, which is prior to, when we said ein cholkim, that meant I'll take your portion of this carbon, you take my portion of that carbon. That's what cholkin meant. It didn't mean that within a carbon that we don't divide it up and we just let it be a free-for-all and everyone just grabs. Cholkin didn't mean that ein cholkin doesn't mean that we don't divide it. It means that we don't exchange it. I don't exchange my portion for your portion. But there are portions, and that's what we're saying. In ish is cholik. That's the chor of the most passionate answer. But Tosos says other answers. His first answer is that we don't do any sort of chalukah. We put the various parts of the carbon out there, and every kohen can take whatever he wants. And what we learn from the pasuk is every kohen means every adult male kohen can take what he wants, but a child may not. Alternatively, Tosa says that we are chalik the karban in a way that everyone gets an equal portion, but that's not called that we're chalkim, because that chalik doesn't become mamun shalahem, meaning it doesn't become it doesn't belong to him. He's allowed to eat it, he's supposed to eat it, but it doesn't belong to him. The main afkamina, whether it belongs to him, can he be mekadesh anisha with it, right? If he says, mekadeshes li bechelki bekarban zu. So she mekadeshes reina mekadeshes. So that's what it means that ein cholkin in the sense that he doesn't achieve bailus over it, but cholkin in the sense that he does get a portion of it. Now the reason a kohen balmum is cholik, even though he's not able to be makriv, Rashi points out, is because a kohen balmum could still do certain things that connect to the karban, that connect to the mizbeach. A kohen balmum would be the one that deworms all the wood for the atzei maracha, and if you hold shchitas ksheira bizar, shchitas also ksheira with kohen balmum, and we do hold shchitas ksheira bizar, and you kohen balmum could skin the animal. So since a kohen balmum does have something to do with the karban, so he deserves a chelek of the karban as well, even though he's not able to do the primary avodos of the karban. Now the idea that a balmum eats kachim, Shidum Gretzes points out, is really not derived from this pasuk. It's derived in Maseches Zvachim Daf Tzadites from a different pasuk in this week's parsha called Zachar B'Kohanim Yochalosa. It's just that generally when we can associate two drashos with the same pasuk, we'll do so. So the real drasha from this pasuk is that Ein Katan Cholek, not that Kohen Balmum is Cholek, but that it's a Katan, that Ish Cholek Ve'Ein Katan Cholek, that only an adult and not a Katan. Well, we just throw in the idea that, yeah, only an adult, even if he happens to be a balmum. But the even if he happens to be a balmum part is really derived from a different pasuk. Now pashtus is when we say ish, it means ish v'lo katan, because that's all we're saying. Ve'ein katan cholik. The Rambam in Ma'aser Korbanos Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin says ve'ein isha cholekas. That ish v'lo katan, ish also means ish v'lo isha. So Kesef Mishnah writes that it could be that legabe isha, it's derived from the fact that it says b'nei aron and not b'nos aron. So both drashos can be made from different words in the pasuk. Okay, but that's the brisa. Point is, why do we quote this brisa? To tell me that this pasuk is already being used. We started the daf by saying, how do I know that the shirayim of Minchas Seorim gets eaten by Kohanim as well? So Chizki had a pasuk. So he said, no, that pasuk is already used for all the dinim that we just identified in the brisa about chalukah of karbanos. So says Gemara, hahu mikol nafka. The din of the brisa is derived from the actual word kol in the pasuk, whereas Chizki's din that the shiari mincha saorim gets eaten by Kohanim is derived from the word mincha in the pasuk, meaning the fact that the pasuk says that shiari mincha are belula and shiari menachos belula and minchas chareva are given to Kohanim. It teaches us that mincha saorim, the shiari mincha saorim gets given to Kohanim as well, like Chizki says through his drasha of imeinu inyan. And the extra words in the pasuk teach me all these dinim we just had about the chalukas of Kohanim. So the actual content of the pasuk is for Chizkiyah's din, and the extra words of the pasuk are for the dinim we just learned in the brisa. So ask the Gemara, but that still doesn't work. Pikte look at Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda already used the word kol to teach me a different drasha. So according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's shita, it's not extra to teach me Chizkiyah's drasha. What did Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda use the word kol for? So that was about a minchas mafatanur, that Rabbi Shimon holds that you could bring five chalos and five rekikin, and the Rabbanan say no. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that the makor for the Rabbanan is a gzeirah shavar from the fact that it says the word kol in this pasuk. It says v'kol min chasher teyafa betanur, v'kol nasim marcheshes v'al machlas, v'kol ablu b'shem v'chareva. So we darshan that just like the marcheshes and the machvas are shnei minim, and blu v'chareva are shnei minim, so to minchas mafatanur from chalos or from rekikin are shnei minim, and they're not mitzarif to one mincha. So we already use the word kol. So elahu mi v'kol. It's the extra vav in the word that tells that. So there's two extra elements. There's the word kol to begin with, and the vav that's attached to the beginning of it, and therefore I can learn the din of the brisa, and I can also learn the drasha of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so that concludes Chizkiyah's mahalich. So we wanted to know, how do I know shirayim of Mincha Saorim goes to Kohanim? So Chizkiyah says from this pasuk of Imenu, and he uses an Imenu Inyan, that both the Mincha Belula and the Mincha Chareva, and Imenu Inyan teaches me, and it must be talking about Mincha Saorim of Belula and Chareva, and therefore it's both the Korban Omer and the Mincha Sota, that the Shirayim gets eaten by Kohanim. Second approach, Ravina Amar, Asya Midatani Levi, that we derive it from the din that Levi taught. The Tani Levi, that Levi taught with regard to Matnas Kuhuna, that Lekol Karbanam, Lekol Mechasam, Lekol Chatzasam, Lekol Ashamam, the Pasuk says, Yeshivu Lekol Shekachim Lekol Ulvanecha, that it belongs to the Kohanim. So we darsh in the word Kol Karbanam Lerabos, Log Shemin Shal Mitzorah. That's coming to teach me that the Log Shemin of Mitzorah, that after they do the Hazaos with it, and after it's put on the Bohen Yad and the Bohen Regel of the Mitzorah, it gets eaten by Kohanim. And the reason I marbe it from those words is because it's also called a Karban in the Torah. So even though it's called a Karban, but it needs a special Riboy, because had it only said Karbanam without the word Kol, Salka Daiti Chamina, I would have assumed Mina Eish Kasav Rachmana, that only that which comes from the fire would you give the rest to the Kohanim. So only that which is left over from after you finish burning the parts that need to be burnt on the Mizbeach, that's what gets eaten by Kohanim. Log Shemin Shel Mitzorah, there's no part of it that gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So I would have imagined that whatever's left over after you do what you need to do with the Log Shemin Shel Mitzorah does not go to Kohanim. So Kamash Malan, that's why the Torah has to tell me through the Riboy of the word Kol, that also goes to Kohanim. The leftovers of the Log Shemin Shel Mitzorah also goes to Kohanim. Tosfos raises the question, so just don't say the words Mina Eish, and then I never would have had a Hava Mina, that it's only that which is left over after it goes on the fire, and then I wouldn't need Kol to tell me that even that which is left on the fire. And Tosfos leaves that as a Tzarachiyin. In the Birch HaZevach, he says, not such a Kasha, because it could be that those words are needed to teach me the Kohanim are Makabel Chelkam only after the Akhtar Seymurim Ala Eish, meaning it needed to say Mina Eish, not to tell me about that which is left over from Karbanos after it goes on the fire, but to tell me the Seder Advarim, that the Kohen only gets his portion after you already burned the part on the fire. Okay, so now the Brisa goes on. L'kol minchasam, l'rabbis minchasam, minchas kanaos. That tells me the minchasam, minchas kanaos, that goes to Kohanim as well. Because salkatay techamina va'achlosam, asher kupar behem amarachmana, that what do Kohanim eat? Only karbanos that give a person whose primary objective is to give kapara. V'hai lahatir ka'asya. The minchas omer's primary objective is not to give kapara, it's to be matir the chada. And the Minchas Kenaos is also not primary, is not to give kapara, but it's a levara ka'asya. It's to clarify whether this woman is guilty or innocent. It's a Minchas Sota. So we need to know whether she's guilty or innocent. So Kamash Malan, that's why the Torah tells me, Kol Minchasam, that even the Shirayim of such Menachos get eaten by Kohanim. And the Brisa goes, Vait. So there you see, by the way, that but we just identified both types of Minchas Sa'orim, and we just said that from the word Kol in the Pasuk, you see that it goes to Kohanim, that the Shirayim go to Kohanim, right? That's the limud that we're alluding to over here. We just happen to quote everything else as well. L'kol chatasam, l'rabbus chatasof, and that teaches me that l'kol chatasam teaches me that a chatasof also gets nechal Kohanim, because salka daid chamin. Why would I think chatasof does not? I would have thought nevelahi, because you do a malika on an oaf, and therefore it's a nevela. It's not shechted. So kamash malan. That's why the Torah tells me, yeah. But when you do Malika in the Beis HaMikdash, it's kosher. That the Kohanim are allowed to eat it. L'kol HaShamam, L'Rabbos HaShem Nazir V'Hashem Mitzorah. So that teaches me that both HaShem Nazir and HaShem Mitzorah also get eaten by Kohanim. So frankly, Gemara, HaShem Mitzorah, Behed Yiksiv Bey, Ki Kachatas HaShem Ula Kohen. I don't need an extra kol to teach me, L'kol HaShamam, to teach me that an HaShem Mitzorah gets eaten by Kohanim. It's a Beferish Apostle that an HaShem Mitzorah gets eaten by Kohanim. El L'Rabbos HaShem Nazir, Ki Asham Mitzorah. No, the Chiddush is that an Asham Nazir gets eaten by Kohanim, just like we already know that an Asham Mitzorah gets eaten by Kohanim. So it's telling me that even though it's also called an Asham, you need a Riboy to teach it to me, because why would I have thought that an Asham Nazir doesn't get eaten by Kohanim? Salka Deitechamina Lahachshir Ka'asi. I might have thought that it's not coming to be Mechaper like other Ashamus are. It's just it's coming to for the Tahara process of a Nazir to begin a Nazirus Chadasha. If B'Tahara Tara, had he become Tame with his previous attempt, whereas the Kohanim only eat from a carbon that's Bala Kapara. So Kamash Malan, that's why it has to tell me, no, the Kohen gets to eat from the Yashem Nazir as well. Asher Yashivu ze Gezel Ager. And Asher Yashivu tells me that the Kohen gets Gezel Ager, meaning a Gazlan who steals something and the Nigzal is Toveya him in Beis Din, and he denies that he had stolen it, and he swears falsely to it, and then later he comes back and he admits, yeah, I did steal it. So the halacha is, he has to return that which he stole, and then he adds an extra fifth of the value of the gzela, and he brings a carbon asham for the shvua sheker that he had taken when he denied it. So let's say the nigzal dies before the gazlan pays back the keren and the chomesh. So if the nigzal is a Yisrael, he's a regular native Jew, so he always has yarshim, so you can pay it back still, just give the money to the yarshim, give it to his children or whatever other yarshim he may have. But if he's a ger, he doesn't have yarshim, he's all alone in this world, he doesn't have any blood relatives, he doesn't have any yarshim, so what do you do with that keren v'chomesh that you have to pay back? Oh, that goes l'kohanim. So that's what I learned from Asher Yeshivu. So this din and all of the other dinim are each learned in their own separate psukim, in their own separate parshios. And over here what the Bryce is doing is we're saying that, yeah, in one pasuk it's teaching me all of these dinim again. It's like giving us a chazara of all of the l'chol karbanam, l'chol menchasam, l'chol chatasam, l'chol hashamam, Asher Yashiv, that in one pasuk it's giving me like a basic chazara of all of it. So Rashi says, yeah, that's what we're doing over here, that since in this parsha it's after Korach was ma'arer on the kuhuna, so the pasuk is being mechazik the kuhuna by mentioning all these matnos kuhuna again and saying, no, the Kohen gets all these things, Kohen is entitled to all these things. So Tosfos says, but wait a second, then why does the Gemara ask about Hashem Metzora? We had mentioned that L'chol Hashamim is the Rabbos Hashem Nazir Hashem Metzora, and the Gemara asks, wait, no, I already know Hashem Metzora. I don't need this pasuk to teach me Hashem Metzora. According to Rashi, I already know all of these things. So what kind of question about Hashem Metzora? So Tosfos says it must be that all of these dinim are not derived in separate places, and without the Riboy, I would never know that these things are given to Kohanim. That which we find the Gabi Gezel Ager, that it's Gemara Baba Kama that darshens it from Pasuk Hashem Amushav LaHashem LaKohen, that's after we darshen it over here. Meaning the Iker Drush is really over here, and that teaches me to be Mefarish the Pasuk over there about Gezel Ager. But these are actual Drushel, says Tosfos, not like Rashi says, just a Chazara to be Mechazik the Inyan that things go to Kohanim. So anyway, L'chahi Ulvanecha, so from the time the Kohanim get it, Shaluchahi Ulvanecha, it becomes their Mamun. That once they get it, it is theirs, and they can use it for whatever they want. They can be Mekadesh and Isha with it because it belongs to them. Okay, so that's part one of the daf about the Shirayim of Minchas Sa'orim. Amar Rav Huna, now part two of the daf. Shalmei Ovid Chavim Olos. If an Ovid Chavim brings a carbon shlamim, it has the din of an Ola. In that, the entire thing gets burnt on the Mizbeach, and no one gets to eat it. So Iba Yisei Mekra, Iba Yisei Mesvara. I can show you a pasuk, I can tell you a Svara. Iba Yisei Mesvara, Ovid Chavim Liba L'Shamayim. The Svara would be that when he's bringing his carbon, he's not interested in other people eating it. He's just trying to bring a carbon to God. So he wants all of it to go to God. Or it could be that we derive it from a pasuk, that from the pasuk ish, the double expression teaches us that it's dealing even with an Ovid Chavim. And the end of that pasuk says, Asher Kriv Hashem li ola, called the Makarvi, ola lahavi. And therefore we derive from there that anything that he's Yakriv Hashem is li ola. Even if he brings a carbon shlamim, it's a carbon ola. So Masav Chavim Bar Guria, Ovid Chavim Shes Nadiv Lavi Shlamim, Nisanan Li Yisrael, Yisrael Ochlan, Nisanan Li Kohen, Kohen Ochlan. But wait a second, don't we have a brisa that tells us that if Ovid Chavim volunteers to bring a carbon shlamim, so if he gives that shlamim to Yisrael to eat, the Yisrael eats it. If he gives it to the Kohen to eat, the Kohen eats it. So you see that it does get eaten, and we don't say that you treat it like an ola where the whole thing gets burnt. So Amarava Hachikamer, no, you're misunderstanding the brisa. It's not that he's bringing his own carbon shlamim and decides that a Yisrael or a Kohen should eat it. No, Al Menashe Yischaper Ben Yisrael. Yisrael is chayiv in a shlamim. And you know the way these things work in business sometimes. I have to pay my kids' tuition or whatever, so I just tell my client, you make a donation to my kids' school and I'll tell you, and that will cover the tuition. And that's how you end up with all these from Jews in the Epstein files. But so he's saying, Al Menashe, the guy, his client says, I'll take care of your shlamim, I'll pay for your for your carbon shlamim. Yisrael, so then the Yisrael ochlan, the Yisrael eats the carbon shlamim. I'm going to actually schaper ben Kohen ochlan. And if the guy says, I'll take care of the Kohen's carbon shlamim, so then the Kohen gets to eat it. But not if the guy's bringing his own carbon shlamim or his own. So that if it's his own, then it doesn't get eaten. So the Gemara asks on the dinner of Rav Huna, Masav Rav Shizvi, Eilu Menachos Nekmatzos, who Shirei in the Kohanim, Minchas of the Kohanim. But wait a second, our Mishnah says that the following Menachos have a Kemitza, and the Shirayim go to Kohanim, and we mentioned Minchas of the Kohanim. So apparently, over the Kohanim that brings Karban Mincha, the Shirayim gets eaten by Kohanim. So it's Nechal, it gets eaten. So why should it be any difference between a Mincha and a Shlomim? So says Mar, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Kasha, Ha Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ha Rabbi Akiva. It's in fact a machlokas tanaim, whether a guy's carbon gets eaten or is treated like an ola. And the machlokas is in the following context. Ditanya, we have a brisa that the pasuk says ish, asher yakriv karbonot l'chol nidreim l'chol nivasam asher yakriv l'Hashem l'yola. So we said ish matam lomar. Why does it have to tell me? Once it says ish matam lomar ish. Why does it have to have a double expression? L'rabus savicham shenodrim nedarim unedavos ki yisrael, to tell me that a non-Jew is also allowed to bring a karbon to in the Beis Hamikdash. He's allowed to be noder a karbon. So the Brayse darshins asher yakriv l'Hashem l'yola. So it sounds like he's only allowed to be noder a karbon ola. Saying the Ella Ola Shlomim Minayin. How do I know we could even be no Dera Karban Shlomim Tamalomer Nidrehem? It's in the plural to tell me that a Shlomim as well. Toda Minayin. How do I know that a non-Jew could bring Karban Toda Tamalomer Nidvosam Minayin L'Rabos Ofos Vayayin Valavona Vaitzim? How do I know he's allowed to bring all those different types of Karbanos Tamalom and parts of and things for Karbanos Tamalomer Nidrehem L'Kol Nidrehem Nidvosam L'Kol Nidvosam? That it could have just said Nidrehem Vinidvosam. From the extra lakol, we darshan that a guy could bring all of these different things. So imkain matamalomar ola. So then, why does it identify ola only? So to tell me ola pratel nazirus, that comes to tell me that he's not able to bring nazirus because the nazirus cannot be chal on him. He can't become a nazir, so he cannot bring the karbonos of a nazir. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, Rashi Akiva l'Hashem liola, ein liela ola b'lvad. An ovi chavim is only allowed to bring an ola when it says l'chon l'dreim l'chon. It means a carbon ola that's ba beneder or benedava, but Rabbi Kiva does not mean that he's only allowed to bring a carbon ola. What he means is everything he brings has the same din like a carbon ola, namely that it doesn't get eaten. So that's how we resolve the question from our Mishnah on the din that a guy's carbon doesn't get eaten. The Rav Huna who says that shalmi of the chavim are olos goes like Rabbi Akiva, and our Mishnah that says that the mincha of a guy shire nechalim, that the shirayim do get eaten, is like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because it in fact is a machlokas tanaim. High prat l'nazirus, this drasha that Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns that a guy is excluded from nazirus, mehach nafka, is this where I learned it from? Mehasam nafka, there's a different drasha to learn that a guy is excluded from nazirus in the parsha of nazirus itself in parsha Naso. It says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'amata alehem, ish kiafli lindor neder nazir lahazir, b'nei Yisrael nodrin. So we darshan that only b'nei Yisrael can be noder to be a nazir, v'en of the chavim nodrin, but of the chavim cannot be noder to be a nazir. So why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili need to learn it from the word le'ola, so ime hasam, because if I only learned it from le'ola, have a mean of carbon udalaisi, aval nazirus chala alayu, I would think he doesn't bring a carbon of nazirus, but he can become a nazir, so kamash malan. That's why it has to tell me that no, he's not even able to become a nazir. So we said Rabbi Kiva holds that only a carbon ola can be received from a guy. So keman al zahadetnan, according to whose sheet does the following mission in Shkalim, that Ram Rabbi Shem Shivadvar Miskinu Bezdin, Bezdin made seven takan of Ze'ech Mehen, and one of them is the one that was previously mentioned in the Mishnah. If an Ovid Chavim sends his Ola from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael to be born in the Beis HaMikdash, v'shilach ima nisacheha, and he sends the Nisachim along with it, so Kraven Mishalo, we use the Nisachim that he sent. But v'imlav, but if he doesn't send Nisachim, Kraven Mishal Tzibur, we have to use the Tzibur's Nisachim to accompany his Karban. So they Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that must be like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who used uses l'kol nidreim l'kol nidvosam to tell me that an ovichavim is allowed to be misnadev yayin, he's allowed to offer nesachim, velo Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva, who was memayit from the pasuk ola, all these other things. So says Marna, afilu tem Rabbi Akiva, ola v'kol chavirta, that you could even be going like Rabbi Akiva, he can give an ola, and all that goes along with an ola, namely the nesachim as well. So man tana l'hadetan rabbanon, who's the author of the following praisa? Ezrach, maybe nesachim, maybe ovichavim, maybe nesachim, that an ovicham cannot bring nesachim, yachol lo te'el asatuna nesachim. So you might think his carbon ola just doesn't get nesachim, tamalom rakacha, that tells me that his carbon does get nesachim. So money, who's that like? Lo Rabbi Yosei Glili, lo Rabbi Akiva. It's like neither. Because Rabbi Yosei Glili, amra filu yayinami. Rabbi Yosei Glili holds even yayin without a carbon he's allowed to bring. And Rabbi Akiva, amar ola in midiachrini lo, that he could bring an ola, but he's not allowed to bring anything else. So says Mar, iba yisem Rabbi Yosei Glili, viba yisem Rabbi Akiva. It could be going like either one of them. Iba yisem Rabbi Yosei Glili, sami meahi yayin, remove yayin from Rabbi Yosei Glili's line in the Brisa, that we should be goris, that he's only marba ofos and lavona, but he's not marba yayin, viba yisem Rabbi Akiva, ola v'kol chavirta. Or it could be going like Rabbi Akiva, and when we say that he's only allowed to bring an ola, it means an ola, and that which accompanies the carbon ola. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up the two dots on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Everyone have a great day.